But it's like, if she has an eating disorder, she should know that that is really triggering. She knows her fan base is full of young, impressionable people.
You don't become a multimillionaire or however the fuck much money Taylor Swift has by being that emotionally fragile. Welcome to another episode of Sorry I Offended You. And today's episode is about Taylor Swift. Is she fat phobic? Okay, let me explain. Here's what happened. So Taylor Swift releases a new album. In her new music video, Anti-Hero, she has a scene where she steps on a scale and it says fat on it. And now a portion of the internet is angry because apparently that makes her fat phobic. I'll get into some more of my thoughts later of this bullshit. I probably spoiled too much of what my thoughts are. You probably already know the gist of what my thoughts are. Here the fuck we go. Let's go. We're going to go into some videos of women complaining about Taylor Swift because they've traumatized them for being fat phobic. Some of these fucking videos, as in I think this next one, has a trigger warning in the beginning. I think you guys need a trigger warning before you watch these videos. All right, let's go.
People are so quick to bring up people having eating disorders or body dysmorphia when talking about doing something fat phobic.
Yeah, we wouldn't want people bringing up eating disorders while being quote unquote fat phobic, because then we can't gang up on her. If we talk about her eating disorder and her showing that her music video is a display of her own art, then it makes us sound stupid if we all gang up on Taylor Swift. I think that's what she means. All right.
But it's like, if she has an eating disorder, she should know that that is really triggering. She knows her fan base is full of young, impressionable people.
You don't become a multimillionaire or however the fuck much money Taylor Swift has by being that emotionally fragile. You cannot be that successful in life if a music video with one small scene fucking offends you, derails your day, and makes you create a whole line of TikToks of how horrible it is.
This scenario, she just didn't realize that it would come off like Taylor Swift thinks being fat is a bad thing, which even that is irresponsible.
A lot of people think that being fat is a bad thing because it leads to heart disease. Being fat adds more weight to your overall structure and breaks your body down. This doesn't mean that we should be going around hating fat people. This doesn't mean that we should be putting people down, but it does mean maybe we shouldn't ignore reality. In fact, I'll say this. I've been through experiences, self-love and loving our body image. And I thought those processes were powerful. At the same time, we can't be completely delirious into thinking that being overweight has nothing to do with health. Like, how insane have we become? Just because I want to become healthier, which actually results in lowering my body fat percentage, does not mean that I hate myself for who I am now. It just means I love myself to the point that I want to live longer to be around for my grandchildren.
Y'all know that she knew that people were going to share that and that people were going to see her feet.
Wait, are you feet shaming her? Are you feet shaming Taylor Swift? Come on now. You can't say she's fat phobic when you're being foot phobic.
Swift's new music video, she has an imagery that directly contributes to anti-fatness. There's a moment where she's in the bathroom with what can be visualized as her inner critic.
You just said it in the video, her inner critic. That was the expression of art. You know, like, even if it's not an eating disorder, I feel like we all have that inner critic from time to time. That's why people relate to her stepping on the scale and then judging herself. It's actually speaking that out to the experience. So now we're not able to freely express our art without offending someone. It wasn't glorifying her inner critic. It was basically showing that her inner critic was beating her down. Like, God forbid if we go in depth with any music and be honest about what we're thinking in our heads.
I think what she's trying to visually communicate is her struggle with beauty standards,
yeah,
and body image, which so many of us can relate to. There are 7 bazillion ways that she could have communicated that without contributing to anti-fatness.
Where's your fucking album? There's 7 bazillion ways she could have made her own art. Where's your fucking album? How would you feel if someone's over your shoulder policing you and saying, you know what, there's 7 bazillion ways that you could have done this shitty TikTok video and you chose the worst way? Congratulations.
Some of you might be saying, Angelina, is it really that serious? Is her
yes, I am saying that.
Really that big of a deal? And is it really contributing to fat phobia? The answer is yes, it is. Taylor Swift has millions of people who tune in to watch her music videos. And many of those people are in the adolescent age range.
This is insanity. This is a definition of insanity. You're not happy with something in your life, so you try to aim it at the external world and make the external world change their perceptions of how they view fatness instead of looking at your inner world and changing what needs to be changed within and taking the power in your own hands to make the changes in your life that you want. You'll never win at trying to change society to cater to your self-image. It's just never going to fucking work.
It has been proven that during adolescence, that is usually when eating disorders are established and body image issues are at their highest or kind of getting rooted at the beginning stages.
I bet you this person doesn't complain when music videos come out about having sex and popping pussies and all these different sex positions. They're not gonna complain that like the kid's mind is like a sponge when it comes to sexual trauma or violence, or what are you fucking watching on Netflix? So are you telling me all the content that you consume is clean? Are you telling me that this one little scene, which was like a few seconds of Taylor Swift stepping on the scale and the scale reading fat, that was the worst possible thing that is happening in the entertainment industry right fucking now? Are you speaking up against violence in music? Are you speaking up against sexual perversion? Probably not, but you can tell me if I'm wrong. If you see this video, you can prove me wrong and show me the receipts of the video that you were complaining about violent videos in the past.
And I want to know, are there any fat people on your team who you talk this through with? And if not, hi, I'm Angelina. I'm happy to be your designated fatty.
You're just a clout chaser. You're just clout chasing. Come on. I'll be on your team. Do you have any fat people on your team that you're consoling with? What are you talking about? I had to consult with fat people on my team before ever mentioning anything about health. You're just trying to get a job. Just trying to get a job on Taylor Swift's team. If Taylor Swift paid you today and gave you a $1 million check and said, as long as you take your fucking stupid TikTok down, you take it down. Because your opinion can be bought. You're not even really mad about the situation. You're just looking for something to get angry at. That's what it is.
I beg you to consider.
No, it's not.
How serious it is. To have
it's not.
Of people being fed a message.
It's not.
To be fat is the worst fear, and to be fat is something you shouldn't want to be. And as a reminder,
it's not something you should want to be.
You cannot feel fat.
Yes, you can.
Try to think about what you're actually feeling. And
have you ever ate Taco Bell? You feel fat afterwards. You feel bloated. Have you ever eaten a bunch of carbs? You feel fat afterwards and bloated. You can feel fat. Please, let's do a fucking poll in the comments. How many people are just embracing, if I were 600 pounds tomorrow, I would just fucking love it. It's something worthy of being afraid of on some level. Now, I understand the societal things and the judgments that we have on people and things of that nature. And we can aim to become a less judgmental society and not put people down when they're working on their health and not put people down based off body image. Fine, I'm with you on that. But to say that you're not allowed to have 1 ounce of fear of being overweight is ridiculous. And I think you're lying to yourself if you're saying that you never fear gaining more weight. You never fear what it would be to have 200 more pounds on you. Because health is related to it. No matter how many fucking fantasies we can create and how many lies we can push out there, you cannot change the facts. And the facts is that fat kills. It's a fucking crazy concept. The more overweight you are, the more chances you have of disease and ultimately death. And that's just the facts. You can't change that.
First things first,
This is a tricky first things first, I'm the realist.
I am somebody who does enjoy Taylor Swift songs. I have been a fan of hers since her country music days.
See, this is exactly what people do when people are like, I've been following you for 5 years and this post made me unfollow you. This is basically the setup that she's making here. Is she's establishing that she was a fan, so now her opinion fucking matters with this, which it doesn't. It doesn't fucking matter. All right, let's go.
But I do have to talk about her politics, specifically because it's always wonky.
Her politics. For one thing, I do disagree with a lot of Taylor Swift's politics, but I'll still defend her on this. This music video had nothing to do with fucking politics.
Guess what this scale says. If you say that, ding, 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 you are correct.
That's what I thought. I thought it said that.
Supposed to allude to her struggle with a previous eating disorder. A disorder that she's...
So why can't she as an artist express that without you making a fucking TikTok complaining? Like, is this worth any more than you just exiting out the video, unsubscribing if you want to, but like, you know, there's things that artists I like have said and done that I disagree with, but I still listen to them as long as this is, it's not something crazy. Her making a scene, stepping on the scale about a song that's personal to her, maybe you should just mind your own fucking business.
Video, but this specific portion that occurred in the bathroom. She is directly insinuating that fat equals bad or equals the bad feelings about myself. And that inherently is fat phobic. The fear of gaining weight because you would be perceived as fat. Before y'all start and say, well, skinny people struggle with eating disorders. That mean we can't talk about it?
Well, skinny people struggle with eating disorders. That mean we can't talk about it?
No, right? But
I don't know.
Also,
I don't know.
Eating disorders and disordered eating. It is not exclusive. It's not exclusive to skinny people.
So you could have decided to relate to it, but instead you decided to get mad about it.
No, because of the fact that they're bigger, so people don't think that they struggle with these things. And I know y'all are going to come into my comments, Swifties. I know y'all are going to come in here and say, well, she's getting the point across and she's raising awareness. Yes, but at the expense
of
fat people. And why should we always...
Nowhere in that music video did she go after fat people. It was personal to her. It was just a personal thing that she was expressing vulnerably in her art. It's not like she stepped on the scale and it said, you know what? Fuck fat people. I only watched this fucking video once and I understand it more than some of you fucking fans. I don't even listen to Taylor Swift like that. And I can, I can understand what the fuck she was trying to communicate. Unreal.
Always be the punchline at the end of the joke.
It wasn't even a joke. It wasn't a joke.
That homegirl could have got her point across. If she can write all of her songs and come up with 100 different ways to describe love.
So we're all making the same point here. I'm sure there's a reason why you're not on Taylor's writing team or idea team or whatever team and not on any other art. You're not writing for any other artist, because if you wrote art, the art would be fucking dead before it came out of your pen. So maybe you should let the experts do their thing. And stick to your stupid TikTok videos. And I'm not advocating to be a dick or anything like that. I'm just advocating that, like, we should look at the truth about health. Anyway, now a word for my sponsors, which is me. If you're looking to decolonize, if you're looking to decolonize from cancel culture so you can speak freely and boldly as Taylor Swift apparently is doing, and hopefully Taylor Swift doesn't apologize, then join my new program called Fuck Cancel Culture. You can find it in the description below. This is part one of my video. Thank you for watching and stay tuned for part two because I have more videos I want to go through. I like to call this the shadow work of self-expression. When you handle this aspect of self-expression, you will become free to express yourself with no worries in the world and to get your true message out there like you're meant to be. Instead of falling under the pressure of what everyone else is telling you to do. Anyway, check it out in the description below. And until the next video, stay tuned for part two.